This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Kick off your future with the law firm of Cundori & Murad, the official G&D show sponsor that will help protect your assets, update your will, and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com. Mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. I'm wearing a blue kind of check button-down shirt with khaki pants and black Kizik.
Your Gene Chizik's.
Kicks.
That checkered shirt has something going.
You like it?
I like that shirt.
Oh, I appreciate it.
That's a good-looking shirt.
Thank you.
Did I give that to you?
You may have, actually. I honestly don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know if it's a trick question.
No, I'm not trying to do a bit. I actually don't know if I gave it to you or not.
I mean, there's a 50% chance you did.
It's either me or your wife?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you or my wife. You're the only people that get me shirts, and I honestly don't know the
answer. We might have to check the label right after the show. I'll be able to tell you then.
Very good.
I have a strange ensemble on. I took walked my kids to school this morning in the pouring rain, so everything that I was wearing got soaked to the bone. I was wearing jeans. I had no clean jeans left, so I had to put on, what do you call these, slacks, I suppose, to go with my little polo shirt and my awkward dad shoes that I have.
Those are like olive green jeans you're wearing.
Yeah, so they're not jeans. It's like they're olive green
slacks. It's an interesting
slacks.
Color, I'll say.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you wear them before.
I have a selection of pants. You know, I just wear pants in
How
various
many
colors.
How many pants do you have, do you think? Because I know you have red because you've worn those.
How many pairs of pants?
I've now seen olive green jeans. Yeah, like, what are you working with over there?
So non-jean division, non-sweatpants.
Exactly.
Like,
more than seven pairs?
Oh, yeah. God, are you kidding me?
Oh, wow.
I would...
a lot of pants.
17 to 20
That's
pairs cool. of pants.
You have a giant closet.
Yeah. Some are aspirational. Some fit better when I was less. When there was less of me, they were better fitting and more flattering.
Keep those just in case.
Well, some are not going to happen. I told you about my worst purchase ever. The nicest pair of pants I've ever purchased that I can't wear. Because I bought it at our absolute skinny Apex.
Oh.
And I can't get in them.
All of those clothes are so long ago for
and
me.
I also can't get rid of them because of how expensive they were.
Well, so I'm far enough away from that I know that ship has sailed. So I can just move along in my life. Like, that's a couple sizes down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not a size away.
Like, I am a medium. I'm not.
Let's go through some of the news of the day because we're getting ready to turn things over to Charlie and Dave in about 12 minutes right here on The Fan. The Bills traded star wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for a second-round pick next year. The Texans, in addition to Diggs, are also getting two late-round picks next season. So a pick swap and Stephon Diggs on the move. Stephon Diggs was great early last season. He was on his normal pace to go have a monster year, and then he completely fell off and seemed to age a little bit. 30-year-old, last 10 games last season, averaged 4.5 catches for about 42 yards and only scored one touchdown in those final 10 games. He's also been a pain in the butt for the Bills. Last year, remember, during this time of the offseason and then training camp, they kind of told him to stay away from the facility. He's butted heads with the quarterback, Josh Allen, and been a little bit of a malcontent, it seems like, publicly in that regard. He will now go to Houston, where they are very much a contender with C.J. Stroud entering his second season. The Texans have probably had the best offseason of any team in the NFL.
Yeah, and they got pieces down there in Houston, right? Good offensive line that they've invested in. And now, as you add in Diggs to Collins and Tank Dell and Noah Brown, who gets pushed down the depth chart. You've got some weaponry down there. I think they re-upped with Dalton Schultz as well this offseason, if memory serves. He got a nice little contract bump. But they're doing what you should do. When you've got a young quarterback that's ascending in this league, you surround him with everything you possibly can on offense.
I don't know if you've been following this story at all, but Rashee Rice, the wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, met with Dallas police today, issued an apology for a crash he was in. I'll read you the statement in a moment. He was leasing a Lamborghini SUV that authorities say was one of two speeding sports cars that caused a chain reaction crash on a Dallas highway. According to an attorney for the company that owns the vehicle, on Tuesday, the occupants of the Lamborghini SUV and the other speeding vehicle, which was a Chevy Corvette that he owns, left without waiting after the crash. There's actually a video of them like walking away from the scene, but a bunch of people got into the crash, and there were folks that got hospitalized. I think there was one fairly serious injury from what I heard originally. I'm not sure what ended up happening with that. But the point is that Rashee Rice hired an attorney and made a statement today, said he met with Dallas PD investigators regarding the incident. I take full responsibility for my part of this matter. We'll continue to cooperate with the necessary authorities, he posted on Instagram. I sincerely apologize to everyone impacted by Saturday's accident. He was outstanding last year as the year went on for the Chiefs. In fact, I'd go as far as to say, rookie wide receiver, stepping forward, played his college ball at SMU. If Rashee Rice doesn't break out the way he eventually did, they don't win the Super Bowl. He caught 79 balls for almost 1,000 yards, and he was by far their best wide receiver, their only reliable threat other than Travis Kelce.
And there wasn't much early in the season either from him or anybody else. But as the season progressed, you're right, he kind of grew into that role. I don't know, man. It just I know I'm old, and it's not like I'm doing 54 in every 55, but I'm amazed at the amount of this racing type stuff that goes on. Everyone from Jamin Davis to Henry Ruggs to it sounds like to Rashee Rice here. Just the number of bad incidents. It seems to be like this is pretty controllable.
There was a death at the University of Georgia.
Remember? Oh, that's right. Yes, I do now. That's right.
Also, and I hate to say it this way because nobody should be doing it, but with so much to lose, it's always dumber to me when somebody who has the means and the money, like you could have a driver, you should never get a DUI. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And in this case, your name's in the newspaper for the wrong reason. And you just got too much to lose, in my opinion, with the league cracking down on a lot of things, whether it's behind the wheel in a vehicle or getting in trouble and getting arrested for other reasons. How about this? The women's NCAA Final Four tickets are double the price of men's right now.
Yeah.
Double the price. The average price of a ticket sold to the women's semifinal was $2,300. The average sale price for the men's semis are going for right over $1,000, according to Logitix. Two times as
amazing
much to go see Caitlin Clark and Iowa. They've got a Friday matchup with Connecticut. South Carolina, which is coached by Dawn Staley, taking on NC State. By the way, the Wolfpack in the Final Four in both men's and women's.
Yeah, have a march, NC State. Good for you. Pretty incredible. Now, both are both NC State men and NC State women, it sounds like, are tremendous underdogs. So, maybe the ride ends. But, again, bet against NC State at your own peril, I would say.
What do you make, though, of $2,000 for the ticket versus $1,000 for the men's tournament? And the TV numbers, we talked about it yesterday in this segment.
We know.
12.3 million people watched Iowa and LSU, which is a special case. The Iowa-Connecticut game is going to do well. It's not going to do that well. I would imagine it's going to be, 8 to 10
It'll
million.
Still be a huge number. Like maybe not that one, which beat every NBA Finals game.
Will that game outdo the men's semis?
Yes.
You think?
If I had to bet, yeah.
I'll say no, but I think it'll be like 8 or 9, and the men will be 9 or 10, something like that.
I don't think it'll be a blowout, but I would give the women's numbers the nod. It's the Caitlin Clark effect right now. I mean, you can't deny it. Whether you like it, hate it, don't care otherwise, the numbers are numbers. It's happening. And those ticket prices, I think, are proof positive of it.
Wizards got a win last night over the Milwaukee Bucks. No Damian Lillard. They are back at it this evening. Second time in as many nights at Capital One Arena. Kind of rare that they go back-to-back like that at home. They've got the Lakers, 7 o'clock tip, looking for win number 16 on the season. And by the way, the Lakers need a win.
Yeah, they're fighting it. They're 10 games over 500 in the 9 spot, just to give you an idea of how competitive that Western Conference is. Both conferences are kind of mirrored in terms of this. There are, I think, 5 or 6 teams in each conference that are quite literally just not competitive. that have no interest, don't care, building for the future, or missing players, or whatever you want to call it. Everybody else is pretty competitive, 1 through 10. I mean, again, look at Golden State, 7 games over 500. Normally, that's like a 6 seed. They're you know, in the 10 spot, trying to hold off Houston, who's a few games behind.
Did you see Nuggets Spurs last night? 110-105 Nuggets over San Antonio.
Yes, I did. It was great theater.
Okay, so here's what happened last night for people that don't know. Victor Wembanyama, 23 points, 15 rebounds, 9 blocks, 8 assists. 23, 15, 9, and 8 for Wemby.
There was a great Jokic exchange.
I get so steamed.
Oh, he's so fun, dude.
And he is, to say he's scratching the surface is like not even doing it justice. There's no way he won't be the best player in the NBA in a couple of years. There's just no way.
Ron, I mean, it's the only thing you worry about is if he has to keep, you know, go up against bigger, stronger guys, knocking him around a little bit, maybe he gets hurt, but the skill set's unbelievable.
Like, it was Joker, and Joker, by the way, 42, 16, and 6.
Yeah, he was pretty good too.
But, like, come on. I mean, yeah. He's just getting started. He's going to get a little stronger, a little bigger. He'll get smarter. He's going to learn the game. What a performance. So he's doing that like once a week now with just stat lines you've never seen before.
Jokic was joking post-game where he, like, early in the game, he's like, he blocked his shot or something like that. He's like, if you block another shot, I'm get really mad. And then he blocked like 8 more, and I didn't do anything. Which is a great line about it. Just talking about how good Wembanyama is.
I love Jokic.
Yeah.
The Wizards, just as a reminder, in case you guys forgot, were so close to getting Victor Wembanyama.
Yep.
Like, so one more ping pong ball goes their way. Like six.
It wasn't 1 out of 10 either. It was 6 or 7 out of 10.
Oh no!
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, hate to see it. How different would the world be?
Very.
The world, maybe not so much.
The world.
How different would DC sports, would the Wizards Capital One Arena experience be, if Wemby was going up and down the floor? With all due respect to Marvin Bagley, that was Wemby. Who was the big man for the Wizards?
I think we've shown the appropriate amount of respect to Marvin Bagley.
I'm a Marvin Bagley guy.
I've enjoyed the Marvin Bagley experience.
Been good.
He has been good.
It's been a great trade.
Yeah, it's very nice. But I would prefer Wembanyama. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, you get that.
Yeah, I'm well aware of what you're saying. Tonight, right here on 106.7 The Fan, coming your way in about 3 minutes, pregame of the Nats and the Pirates. Looks like they're going to try to get this game in, despite the rain all day long. Let's give you a Nationals starting lineup on Grant and Danny. For the Nationals, batting first, playing shortstop, C.J. Abrams. Batting first, playing shortstop. Right fielder Lane Thomas will hit second. He's got a team high 4 runs batted in. Joey Meneses will DH and bat third. Meneses off to a .313 average on the season. First baseman Joey Gallo still looking for a batting average. Looking for the first hit of his year. He bats cleanup and patrols first base. Catcher Kate Bert Ruiz will switch it and bat fifth for the Nationals. He's looked good so far, Danny. Hitting over 300, 850 OPS.
Look decent defensively, too. It's something he took pride on working on this offseason. David Martinez told us.
Eddie Rosario, the left fielder, does have one of the Nationals' 5 home runs on the season. He will bat 6th and play left field. Trey Lipscomb went deep in just his second major league game. He plays his second ever game at Nats Park, coming off a 2-hit performance in the home opener. Team high, 1227 OPS. Thank God he's in the big leagues for Trey Lipscomb.
Here, here. First guy since, I believe, Chris Marrero in Nationals history to have hits in his first 3 games as a National.
You want to be on the same list as Chris Marrero.
Anytime you can be on the list that Chris Marrero's on.
That's butt funny, by the way. Chris Marrero, former first baseman. I think he wore number 35, but I also might be making that up entirely.
I don't know.
25 or 35, maybe?
I don't know, buddy.
Kind of a portly, bad-bodied first baseman.
Yeah.
Luis Garcia Jr. and his .182 batting average, the 23-year-old second baseman, will hit 8th. And Victor Robles, Slick Vic, coming off 2 steals in the home opener. He will play center field and bat 9th. Danny, that's Abrams, Thomas, Meneses, Gallo, Ruiz, Rosario, and Lipscomb. Garcia, Robles, all behind Trevor Williams, who's on the hill.
Mitch Keller, opposite number for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Be a great day if you're Joey Gallo to get a hit. That'd be a good day for you. Today's a good day for that.
Today's a great day.
Great day for that.
To stay dry the rest of the night, hopefully, and maybe get a base hit. Shout out to Darris and to Ryan for their work, as always, behind the scenes on the production. For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler, Slick Vic Ferreira, Jack Hicks, and the Nats crew come your way next.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.